The accordion has often been a misunderstood and sometimes maligned instrument. However, its roots in folk culture go back centuries. Accordions are now played around the world, not only in cafes and public squares, but on stage alongside chamber and symphony orchestras. There has been a sort of revival of the instrument in past years, especially in places such as Vancouver, Victoria, Australia, Europe and, for the past 4 years, the Cothet region. Cothet's 4th annual Accordion Fest will take place at Powell River Academy of Music's James Hall on Friday, May 2, and Saturday, May 3. Co-directors of the festival Walter Martella and Karina Inkster have invited a few special guests to perform on stage this year, including seasoned piano accordion player Anthony Schultz, who has dedicated his career to showcasing the versatility and artistry of the instrument. He's traveling to BC and Cothet all the way from Australia. I reached out to Karina and Walter last year. I was coming to Vancouver on a reconnaissance mission because my partner Isabel and I are moving to Vancouver, said Schultz. I wanted to start making some connections. Schultz said this will be his 50th year playing the accordion. One could say I'm fairly committed to the instrument, said Schultz. I try to walk the line between trying to honor the accordion in terms of its tradition as a folk instrument, because there's no denying that it plays such an important role in so many different cultures around the world, while looking to the future and thinking about, how does the accordion function as a contemporary instrument? Schultz was 6 years old when he first walked into a music shop with his parents, who are also musicians, in Melbourne. He recalls entering a room full of amazing instruments. Accordions of all shapes, sizes and colors lined the walls. Since that time and after he had his first piano accordion, music has encompassed Schultz's life. I don't like the term world music, but I do play in world music ensembles, said Schultz. I have my own French musette ensemble, but then this weekend, I was up in Sydney playing classical repertoire with a cellist. He said he also does a lot of quite exploratory work, with a contemporary trio called Ball Hanlon Schultz, with double bass and trumpet. I'm always looking for new ways to think about the accordion, said Schultz. I know it's been a good concert if somebody comes up afterwards and says, I didn't know the accordion could sound like that. On Friday, May 2, there will be accordion repairs and sales happening all day at the James Hall. Then the Accordion Fest main concert and opening night will take place at 7:30 p.m. Martella and Inkster will be on stage with at least 5 accordions that night. Audiences will see and hear a 5-piece tango band, jazz quartet, klezmer, and special guests Schultz and Ronan Siegel from Vancouver Island. Guitarists Bud Schacht and Stephen Nikleva, bassist Boyd Norman and percussionist Terry Martiniuk will also be on stage for opening night. Schultz will also perform at the closing night cabaret on Saturday, May 3. The first, most common misconception, I'm sad to say, is that it's generally badly played, said Schultz. The second misconception, I think, is that it's primarily for playing French music. That misconception was the catalyst for Schultz to start his own French music group that explored the sounds of high-level 20th-century accordion players. My parents are both from accordion-playing cultures, German and Irish, said Schultz. It was my father's idea that I would play the accordion, and I'm glad to say that even at 6 years old, I was naive enough to not think there was anything wrong with that. Accordion players can be found all over the world playing a wide variety of different genres, but have formed connections and community through this instrument. There's something very special about the accordion. For one thing, it's portable and usually played by displaced and migrating cultures who have moved to places like Canada and Australia, said Schultz. They, accordion players, bring all their memories and culture with them, so there's something about the accordion in particular that really provokes and prompts a response from people. Schultz is a lecturer in the Bachelor of Music program at Melbourne Polytechnic and has played with many ensembles. He also composes original scores that audiences in Cothet will hear at the festival in May. My compositions are attached to novels that I've read in terms of where they're, his compositions, coming from, said Schultz. I'll also play a musette waltz as well, which is transcribed from a Yvette Horner recording, adding that Horner was one of the few female accordion players in the early to mid-20th century in France. It's nice to bring awareness that it wasn't just men playing the accordion, said Schultz. To find out more about the 2025 Accordion Fest, go to accordionfest.com/2025guests. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.